Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And there's a scene in the movie Amadeus where the emperor is listening to one of Mozart's new pieces. And Mozart kind of looks to him like, "What do you think?" And the emperor somewhat dismissively waves his hand and goes, "Too many notes." And in the movie, Mozart is disgusted by this and how horrible that this man without his genius is dismissing his music. But I often think of that scene when I'm reading through my own writing or listening back to some of my own podcasts and other recordings. And I'll hear in my head, too many words. And that may seem ironic or paradoxical or maybe even hypocritical for somebody who makes his living with words. But the thing about words is they're designed to do something. They're designed to either describe or create. And when they're being used to describe, too many words obscures that which is being described. If you wanted to see an invisible man, it would make sense to put clothes on that invisible man. But if you put too many clothes on the invisible man, you wouldn't really see the shape. You would just be able to tell there's something there, somewhere. Well, when we use too many words in our own minds to try and describe this experience of wholeness, of quiet, of knowing, of meditation, of stillness, of connection, of peace, we get caught up in the words. We get caught up in the concepts and lose sight of that which the words are attempting to describe. And I wrote in the Inside Out Revolution about a couple of friends of mine who'd been on a three principles retreat, learning about the inside out understanding and learning about how we live in the feeling of thought, not the feeling of the world around us. And when I asked them what they'd gotten from their time, they said they were English. So this grammatically will make more sense. They said, more full stops, less commas. If they'd been American, they would have said more periods, less commas. But I kind of like more full stops, less commas. Because when you have more full stops in your own mind, there's more space to see what the words are trying to say. There's less of a running commentary of explanations and justifications and apologies. In the book, I use the example of the difference between, I'm upset that they did that and they need to stop or else it means that they don't love me. Or just saying, I'm upset. Full stop. Or, I'm such an idiot, but no, that's judgmental. I shouldn't be so judgmental. After all, I've been learning all these wonderful things about how the mind works, and I want to be a good person, but how does that work when I do something stupid? Am I just supposed to sit here and not beat myself up about it and hope that I'll magically learn not to be such an idiot in the future? Becomes, I'm such an idiot. Full stop. And they pointed out, because they were longtime meditators, that the mental quiet they were experiencing was equivalent to having spent weeks on a meditation retreat. And I know for myself that when I allow myself more full stops, less commas, when I allow myself to just say what I'm experiencing without having to explain it or justify it or fix it. To say what I want without having to talk about why I can't get it or should get it or will get it or won't get it. I get not only more mental quiet, but I get more mental clarity. And instead of too many words, I can usually find just the right amount of words to describe what it is I'm attempting to describe. And whether I'm doing that in teaching, whether I'm doing that in my own mind, it's so much nicer. There's so much more musicality to the feeling of life when there aren't too many notes, when there aren't too many words. Full stop. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.